What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the High Guys Podcast. We high. I hope you are too. We back again with another episode. This time around, we're gonna talk about something else, a little bit more deep, a little bit more about psyche and ideology, all that deep shit. But before we do that, we gotta welcome Daryl to the Flunker Podcast, DJ Daryl, as he
said, Daryl, get it right, sir. Get it right, bro. Go ahead, man. You know what I'm saying?
But we got to welcome him to the podcast because he was supposed to be there last time, but now he here. And now to watch niggas like this or watch the guys who I looked up to being
Roy in the media.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Killing this man. Fucking Will was one of them. I think about some of the comics that I that I looked up to coming up, and I'm just glad a lot of them ain't getting a lot of trash. But I mean, who's somebody you looked up to, girl?
Like a role model for me? Yeah. I don't want to say a role model, but
right, somebody just like inspired you.
I think, man, I got two of them, man. I'm gonna say, and I know it's not like no Martin Luther King type shit, you know what I'm saying? But I would say Denzel Washington and Martin Lawrence. They both got different styles. This nigga Denzel is the smoothest nigga I've ever seen act in my life, bro. That shit is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And Martin is just a goofy motherfucker, but you look at his track record, man, he put on a hell of people. You know, he put on a hell of comics. Like, motherfuckers you see now to this day, Martin Lawrence gave these niggas a chance on that, Def Comedy Jam? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like, niggas like that, man. It's,
yeah.
I feel like they look out for their own people, man. You know what I mean? I look out for everybody, but I'm saying, somebody like that just, you know what I'm saying, just put on for his people, man. You feel me?
What about you, Redo?
Shit, it's a lot. Probably too many to really go into, but the main person, who I really looked up to was Master P. Mm. You know, because he
that's the epitome of putting on for his people, yeah, right there. But
I really don't.
Yeah, so I didn't want to be a rapper, nothing like that. But I liked the music and I was into the shit, so I figured, hey, cool career path, do some music shit, fucking build a company. Then he went to clothing line, started my clothing line, so I was into that shit for a little bit. That nigga went from fucking from the streets to playing in the NBA. Like, I figured, hey, fuck it. If this nigga can get to the NBA, I can make it to the NFL if I'm rich and famous. Mm-hmm. I feel buy a team or some shit right now. Make some shit happen.
I'm coming off the bench. I own this team.
I did this shit. But
fourth quarter garbage time. Let me in.
Hey, hold on, let me in there. Let me go in there. Let me go in there. Turn my pads on under the coat.
Yep. I'm on the side.
Oh, y'all need me for this play? Hold on, y'all. I'm up in here. Hey, but real quick, I just remembered because it's not a lot of guys I really think about. I looked up to fucking Jim Carrey. I was just thinking about that. I looked up to him because he was fucking in the mask and Ace Ventura and all that shit and was going. And so I liked him. And then I was thinking about just recently I started reading this nigga David Goggins book. And that nigga is fucking probably the hardest nigga alive. This nigga fucking went through the army training three times because he kept failing and then having to go back because he wanted so bad to be in the army. And then when he got out of there, he started doing marathons. This nigga would run fucking 100-mile marathons, nigga.
This nigga was Forrest Gump.
Basically. This nigga broke the record for most pull-ups. It was something 4,400.
That nigga was taking drugs for sure. Fuck that. That's the only way a motherfucker.
That nigga's that nigga's a good inspiration.
And where the fuck he got that shit from?
It's a beast, man.
How the hell do you prepare for some shit like that?
Exactly.
Where
I don't think you can. I think that was some shit.
Might be like, yeah, fuck this, I give up. And at what point did you say, nah, I'm gonna keep going, living long. I still got that. This nigga said 100 miles, nigga. 100 miles.
Yep.
God damn.
And he, as he was going, running through, he kept telling himself, like, "Somebody must.
Nah, I'm good.
Somebody promised his ass something for sure.
Got to.
Like, you finish this race, I'm sucking your shit from the back." Nigga, he was like, "Fuck it." And you getting some bread, some money. Nigga. You know what I mean? But yeah, shit.
Wow. God damn.
That's wild, bro.
Nigga, I wouldn't even run 2 miles.
I hated doing that shit in my youth. I definitely wouldn't do it now. The fuck?
You got to get it in, man. I respect it, bro. That nigga's a beast, man. I follow him on Instagram. Follow him on Instagram, y'all. David Goggins. Follow us on Instagram. The High Guys. At High Guys and at That Worm Guy. With that being said, let's transition. Let's get into like the real meat and potatoes of the podcast. What I want to talk about anyway, is the fact that what I feel like what's going on right now in the world in general, not to like bash people or talk down about people, but I'm gonna say some shit that I feel is what's going on. But I feel like inhibitors are holding people back right now. I say inhibitors because I feel like this, it's a lot of just things that people are kind of making up in their head of like, what's like, this is why I'm not either successful. I'm not where I'm supposed to be in life. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. And it's because they just made up in their head that this is the reason I didn't pass that class in school, because I couldn't read that well, and now like I'm 35 years old, and that's why I ain't got that good job, because they wasn't helping me in school reading, and look where I would have been if I was reading, rather than thinking like, all right, well, what can I do now to like fucking better myself or try to fucking do better than what they're doing right now. I feel like a lot of people right now is having, for lack of a better term, a bitch mentality. And that's how I feel like this generation is.
Social media, man. I feel like social media is a big part of all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Before it ends, my motherfuckers didn't know your business. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody always got an opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's if you got that mindset where you worried about somebody else, then it's always going to be a problem for you. You know what I mean? Instead of like looking into your own self, and instead of holding yourself accountable, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, my bad, little interruption, man. You know what I'm saying? My son handed me this pizza, but yeah, man, I feel like, you know, I feel like that has a lot to do with the people around you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you got people that motivate you, you know, people that want to see you do good, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got motherfuckers that call you out on shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't have those problems. I mean, I ain't gonna say you don't have those problems, because you always gotta do shit for yourself. You feel me? But at the same time, like, you gotta surround yourself with people that's
What if you ain't never had that opportunity? Like, you grew up in an area where you didn't have like none of that. All you saw was what you saw. Nothing else, nothing more. So is that you're not holding yourself back, because you ain't saw nothing different. I ain't taught you nothing different. So is that still on you, or is that on your surroundings?
I see, man, when you get older, like I say, 35, you know.
30, nigga, that's hella old.
Yeah. But at that moment, if you want to change your shit at that time, nigga. I'm just saying, never say never, man. Never, it's never too late. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to say.
A 35-year-old I'll be like, all right, now I done did
you
all
of hella
this.
Old,
I did hella shit. And now that I didn't live, now I didn't figure it out, like, damn, now I want to do more. So now I want to go to school and to graduate from high school first, because you didn't do that shit from the get-go. So now you got to get the DGD, and then you got to go to college at 35. And I'm pretty sure you're going to have at least 2 to 3 kids. A 35-year-old man to say, hey, you can do it, bro. You can go to school, get your DGD.
I've seen it happen.
It can happen.
It's not uncalled. It's not unheard of.
It can happen. Now, what I would still say to that, even still, that the person that grows up in an environment where they don't see that, they don't see, you know, maybe they don't have somebody to look up to, an idol or something to like aspire to be. And they don't got no idea of like what it even looks like to get there. So they might just be, they stay where they are and that's where they are. But I mean, to that, I would say that like the people in those circumstances, though, should still make the best of that circumstance. Because what'll happen is you'll get somebody, but you'll get
people. Like right now, if you go to the hood right now, you for sure going to see some chick. Her mama is still going to be trying to date.
Okay.
She's going to be doing the same thing. That's all she's going to see. She's going to get to her 20. That's all she's going to see. All right, get on Section 8 and everything else.
All right, ugly.
Well, how the hell?
Two bitches don't got it, bro.
Yes, yeah,
so
yeah,
but
her kid's going to see that. But, this is how we do. That's different. That's winning for them. So how the hell? They gonna see something different and change anything if that's all that they see every generation. So you can't say like, oh, it's they fought. Like, nah, it's been winning for them, and they mother did it. They doing it. They kids about to do it, and they grandkids is gonna do it. This is a big win.
If it's a win, it's a win. That's yeah. I'm saying if you live in that lifestyle, be happy doing it. Don't be an asshole complaining about your life, even though you have the ability to change it. I'm also saying, I know that like it could be asking a lot from a person to be like, hey, you know what? You got the power to change your life and like do it right now. And like a lot of people ain't gonna be able to just do that right away. But you can still change your mentality about like the life you already get. Regardless, bro, I feel like you should still have like a better mentality.
Not saying I'm no better mentality.
I'm not going to say that there ain't like some really bad, shitty situations out there that like it'll feel like it ain't no upside to that shit. So I recognize that part of it, but at the same time, I'm just saying like because like on the flip end of that, the person who didn't grow up in that circumstance, the person who does have a job, who can pay the rent, like all that shit, will complain about how the job they work in now ain't paying them enough, and it's not because they're just not getting paid enough. It's just because they're not doing enough work. You know what I mean?
You talking about the lazy folks then?
Exactly.
Yeah. Then so that's, you know, that's something like different. That's a little different.
Yeah.
I feel like nowadays, man, social media, bro. Like it's for the better or the worse. You feel me? It's like you people. I've been motivated by shit that's online. You know what I'm saying? Nice. Like I've seen struggles and people uplift themselves and come out of that shit. You know what I mean? Like just by looking at a nigga's story, a random motherfucking story off social media, bro. Like I'm just gonna throw that out there because I feel like that's that's an underrated thing to look at. Social media is being underrated. You know what I mean? When it comes to this, niggas getting their shit together. I mean,
so basically, good. Nobody have no excuse. Mm-hmm. Regardless, you should be able to get on social media.
Well, nah, I ain't no. You can't phrase it like that. Don't phrase it like that. I'm saying.
Nice to be able to get out of social media.
Well, unless you a bum, you feel me? If you a bum, then it's like, nigga, you ain't got no phone or no shit like that. You know what I mean? But,
yeah, but I'm saying,
people got phones too now.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, you know, you saying that it's just on Instagram and shit like that, social media, that again lift you up, like, all right, it's fine, right, I'm good.
Oh, now you get out. But I'm saying, yeah, but if you a nigga that just.
I'm saying, anybody with any type of social media at some point should be able to come out whatever struggle they coming out of through social media.
Well, I'm just telling them, they tell themselves that it's possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that, nigga, this is the answer to all. You know, I can look at this person. Oh, he did it, so I can do it. What I'm saying is like people that, I couldn't allow myself to get into a mental state where I'm just like, man, I can't do this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, as long as your body got life in it, I feel like anything is possible. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I feel like a lot of people nowadays too, let their stress get like fuck up their whole world. It's like people who will basically like self-diagnose themselves as depressed or like stressed out to the point of like, can't go into work today. And I can understand people being, you know, like there's hardships and shit, you know, somebody lose a family member, they don't want to go to work or some shit like that, or like struggling with the bills and you want to take a day off or something about that because it's fucking with your head. But I'm just talking about somebody just depressed about like fucking like not being, I don't know, some stupid shit of not being able to go out to a party the other night and it sounded fun and everybody went and now you feel sad the next day. So you took off of work.
It can be some type of deep down trauma or you know, or something to that nature. So it's a reason why, you know, that they have that issue with that.
You right.
Like I said, so is this, can you truly blame yourself for these issues or can you really come out of it? Because some of this stuff is some lifelong problems for some people that you could be like, I wouldn't blame you for that. Like, all right, you a bum, but that wasn't your fault that you a bum.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to give a whole blanketed statement and say like the whole generation is fucked up. But I will say a lot of this generation, like Daryl's saying, the fucking Instagram got people wanting to make their life look the best. So they put all their effort into that shit and don't put any effort into like building they self up or doing better. And I mean, and I feel like, yeah, it's also because of like so much shit has like changed over the past few years. It's probably had an effect on people. Like just something as simple as like moms having like, you know, changing sports to like give participation fucking awards. So everybody get an award, you know, at the end of the season rather than just like one team winning it. So that make niggas feel like they just supposed to get awards for
that's
like
that bullshit. That's why you
could grow up with that mentality. And that's what I'm really talking about. Like growing up with the mentality of like, because stuff has been handed out to me.
You're a loser, mother.
I still can't tell my parent that went through something to where they got teased for being a loser. So they have trauma that they don't want to see happen.
But then that's where you work on yourself. You, yeah. Like, go see a fucking psychologist or some shit. See a doctor about that shit.
Over there with that.
You're sad about somebody fucking teased.
Your son just got ran over. He's garbage. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Get him out of fucking football.
Oh, find something else. Think of that.
It's fucking with your head that he getting ran over. It's time to quit.
Everybody, you know, a lot of people want to live out their dreams and they are, you know, they don't want to live with their trauma. So a lot of this stuff like still goes back to something that happened to somebody. So now they try to make a law to make something happen. So something happened to some dude or some woman that was getting teased in sports and they couldn't do it. So now they try to say, hey, everybody need a damn trophy because they never won a trophy. So now everybody.
Because they was a kid watching the other team.
Yeah, they was the only team that never, ever won nothing.
Cheering and jumping around and they cried that whole day.
Mm-hmm. That's that bullshit.
Fuck the world up.
And, fuck that kid. That, and they remember that when they became adults. And said, we're going to make a law where
everybody... Yeah, so you're trying to tell me they carried that trauma from when they was a kid all the way to a 35-year-old person.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? God damn.
Everybody carrying something.
Yeah.
Or, everybody carrying something.
Yeah, you said your idol was with some actors and it's like signing some comedians.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like to me you want to be an actor, comedian. So why the hell you not an actor or comedian?
No, not even. Right. Like I don't want to be an actor. I know.
I'm a worm though.
Oh my bad. I was about to say. I was like,
DJ Duro.
God damn.
My bad. My bad. Hold on. My fault. I jumped the gun, man. I didn't know. Go ahead. Don't worry. My bad.
No, man. You're right. I still hold myself accountable for the fact that that's my fault. If I really wanted to do it, I should have started a long ass time ago, and I should have did it like just how the mother niggas did it. I should have been renting a car every weekend and smashing down to L.A. to do a mic.
Yeah,
and then coming back.
I would have rode with you.
Would have went with your ass, nigga. I definitely.
Right. But I didn't. And as much as I could try to make excuses about it, but I didn't because I chose not to. And I'm not gonna put nobody's name out in the street, but like it was a circumstance in my life that was just it made me feel like I had to commit more to that than everything else. I really
know I know we ain't talk about the bitch. We're talking about the bitch. Oh, dog. Nigga. You air that whole out, nigga. Fuck it.
I ain't going to put the name out on the street. But, yeah, that was something that kept me from doing better. But it was still my fault. I still blame myself for that. I can't then grow up. And then, like, if I have a kid or I can't motivate some other kid to try to do that shit or try to tell them to do it because I didn't do it. And they don't want to be an actor or they don't want to be a fucking comedian. And I'm making them go to comedy shows because I didn't make it when I was younger.
Get on that mic, man. Get up there. Get up there. Be funny.
That's what somebody take to the extreme, though. But if you just, if your kid is shows any type of interest, or something to that nature, you know where to start them off at because you didn't get to the starting point. So, but if you would have had somebody back in the day growing up that would have said, hey, man, it sounds like you want to be a comedian. Come with me. No matter what that girl would have said or did, then still been a comedian because somebody would have taught you something and gave you some sense.
Yeah. And that's what I'm getting at further when it's like that's where the growth comes at is if you don't become the actor or comedian that you aspire to be, it's not the end of the world. Now it doesn't mean my life is a piece of shit and I don't even deserve to be proud of it. Like, then you stumble on some kid who wanted to be a comedian and you got some pointers that you could give to him. Or you could tell him, this is how, when I was coming up and I did a few shows, this is how I did it. You can inspire this person to try to go after something that you tried to go after and not be bitter about it. Because I fucking think about it how like some of them OGs that was working at the FedEx and shit.
Yeah.
When working with them, they'd be they'd brag about how long they've been at FedEx and talk about how much they demand.
I've been here FedEx. 52 years, man.
Exactly. Talk about how many hours they get and all this shit, but then be
how many people that banged out.
Yep.
FedEx.
Yep. And then they'd fucking all be miserable. Everybody be sad or depressed. And it was just like, bro, what are you like? Why are you so mad about this work? You want it, nigga. You talking about how much you like it.
Yeah, that because they wasted too much of their time when they was younger. Then they had no type of guidance. Yeah. And now now it's like, damn, this is the best I could get. And now they really want the real come up and they can't even get it.
And then they ain't got no kind of encouragement for
it. Yeah, because it's too late.
They hate your young ass.
Yeah.
Like fucking young nigga.
Them niggas remember, man, I should have stepped out and did what I was supposed to do 10 years ago. Because them niggas already reached the age where they was like, if I know what I knew 10 years ago, like, damn. Like, I'm thinking of that shit. If I knew what I knew now 20 years ago, man, I'd be a fucking genius.
Yep.
Like, I know what niggas mean. like, shit. God damn.
I feel like at that point, you just got to make the best of your circumstances, man. Yep. You gotta figure out what's best for you and what you can do right now.
Yep.
What you can do right now to better yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like put yourself
said,
in a position.
Like you said, Rado, like if just getting a GED is gonna help you get in a better situation, figure out how to do that.
42-year-old man.
42-year-old man, get your ass.
Try to get my GED.
Get that shit.
You know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of studies though, man. Like all these people that like graduate from like these 4-year colleges and shit, bro. There's a lot of people that just go to like certain shit like trade schools, bro, and still be like doing better than them motherfuckers that's going to 4-year colleges. You know what I'm saying?
What if you don't know what the hell you want to do? Cause you know, niggas got, but I know y'all nigga, cause me too, got to a certain point where you didn't know what the hell you want to do in life. You're mm-hmm. like, yeah, I'm 18. I don't know what the hell I want to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if I want to go to college. I don't know if I don't want to go to college. So what about them niggas? Like, how the hell do they get motivated to say, all right, I'm going to give this shit a try? So they you don't know if you want to do a trade school or any of that shit. So that 4-year college, I think, would be better. Because if you just say, oh, I don't know what the hell I want to do at all, how the hell you going to say, oh, go to a trade school? If mm-hmm. you don't know what the hell you want to do at all. Because, like, we was at the castle. They all had the little fake trade schools that we was already in. So we could
just chose one of them.
Yeah, so we could have stayed with that shit. So we wasn't interested in that shit. So niggas like us, like, what the hell do you? You had no motivation. Nobody at school to teach you any damn thing. No teacher said, hey, y'all should go to school. No coaches said, hey, don't go to this school. Y'all need to go do this. Like, yeah, nobody man, done that ever attempted.
Yeah, I graduated.
Now you just figure shit out like, damn, man. Somebody would have told me, like, hey, I don't know what the hell you're trying to do with yourself, but you good with this. You might want to take a look at this.
Motherfucker graduated with a whole construction certificate. Nigga, I didn't do nothing in construction. Like, nothing. Like, I didn't even sniff a fucking construction site. Like, fuck that shit.
And the cold part, me and Worm, we always in that little fashion shit. Nigga, we work, nigga. To go work fucking Sean John shit. She had it ready and everything set up for us to go. And I didn't know what the fuck to do. I was like, man, what the fuck is this? And nobody said nothing. They was like, hey, y'all can take that. Nobody was like, hey, that's a good idea. Man, it was no conversation. Nobody, like at all, nothing, nigga. Nothing came out of anybody's mouth. Just saying. Yeah, man.
We was on our own. Nigga, we had nigga. That's why I said, like, that's why I appreciate y'all, nigga, bro. Nigga, if we didn't have nobody to give us no motivation, nigga, we still had each other though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So but at the same time, like that's sometimes that ain't enough though. Nigga, we need a motherfucker that's maybe in a position to be able to be like, hey, y'all should do this and do that. You feel me? That's why I feel like today's society is, I mean, there's motivators out there, you know, niggas out there, but it's not enough for me. You know what I'm saying? Especially where we're coming from, where we came from. Like, I don't know what it's looking like now. Ain't enough people out there, enough role models to support a motherfucker dreams, man. That's why.
I'm gonna say like on the, like when we was on the track team again, I'm not gonna name no names because like I don't want to get into all of that. But I will say that like when we was on the track team, there was like a lot of people like telling me to go to a school based on track.
UCLA.
But, right. But nobody,
I heard that so many times.
Nobody was talking to me about like how to do it because I was thinking like, come on now, bro. I don't got a car to drive down there. I don't got no way to get down. I don't got money like that. They gonna pay for all of that shit. But then I get out there and then what, bro? I didn't know what courses I was supposed to be taking based on like the career path that I wanted to take. And there wasn't anybody that like helped me in that way that made me feel solid about like, yeah, I could go to any college. Cause I nigga, like all through school, it was legit just teachers that was just like, bruh, as long as y'all little niggas don't be yelling the whole time, we up in this room, it's good. And then would go through that class after class. And the ones that I did learn in, there wasn't nothing that was going to take me to college, I felt like. I felt like after high school, bro, I felt like, well, damn, what's next? What am I supposed to do now?
Mm-hmm. Man, same shit with us. Like, yeah, you somebody should have told you to go to somebody college, but it still, nobody told us to do this shit either. I graduated with a 3.8 GPA. I couldn't went to anybody college. Nobody said shit. Like nothing. Like, and so anybody could say, so if they had told you, all right, go UCLA. They had told me to go. We both would have been at UCLA, because I would have fucked for sure would have went.
Man, if you'd have went, I'd have went too. Because like everybody just kept pushing it for me. Because they was just like, go, man, you're going to be able to do track there, bro. Kevin Craddock going too, bro. You could train with him. I was like, bro, what the fuck that mean to me, bro? Track is cool, which, like, honestly, like, I used it, but I definitely feel like even with track, I didn't go as far as I could have went with it. My mama will always get on me about how I should have went to the Olympics.
Olympic Warren.
And I'm like, yeah, I probably should have. Like,
because with these times now,
I still feel like that even with that, like, as much as people motivated me, like, or tried to motivate me and tell me to use that, people was just telling me to use it for, like, what they thought I should do with it. Nobody was really trying to get, like, figure out what I wanted to do with that shit. Nigga, I thought track was just a fucking sport to play in high school. And then that was it. Nigga, I didn't see it no bigger than that.
Nope.
I knew, like, Coach Sweezy showed us, like, tapes and shit of, like colors and shit like that.
I ain't never seen no up until we ran as a damn joke, because we made that damn bet.
Right.
But I ain't going to talk about the bet. Yeah.
That shit was funny.
Later episode.
Even with that, so it was like they still should have said like something like, oh, like, hey, y'all should take this a little bit serious. Like, we didn't know shit.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know niggas ran fucking track in college.
I didn't even know you could.
Hey, nigga, the niggas at our college was slow as hell, boy. I went to that fucking track. I went to the track session.
Blazing,
I was like, I said, damn. I was like, hey, bro, this shit is sad. Fuck.
We was at Chabot. I tracked out. And then, bro was like, where you running? I said, I ran at the castle. And I gave him my times. He's like, whoa. That's better than anything we had here. And instead, I was like, man, fuck this shit. Like, I still wasn't, like, feeling it. Like, niggas, I could have went somewhere with that shit, but it still was like, fuck this shit. I still ain't feeling this shit like that.
Oh, fuck, man.
So it could have been like this, like any damn body could should have paid some type of attention. Like, don't just hand stuff to people and say, here, do it. Like,
yeah.
Give it to them. At least show us how to use it.
Dude, give me a rundown.
Yeah, because Daryl, on that screen print shit the niggas doing.
Yeah.
We was doing that shit in class at the castle. We had the machines and shit hella long ago. And she ain't even do shit with the shit.
Nah, bro.
Do the shit, made hella shit with it, and that was it, nigga. You know how much bread we making? We would need niggas to print t-shirts for us right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then we did, what's the other shit we did? That photography shit.
Oh yeah, we was fucking doing some shit. Photography. We was taking pictures of that,
so much shit. We went on so many trips and so much passion shit. Yeah. But the motherfuckers did not tell us, man, y'all better take this shit serious and do this fashion shit. Cause nigga, we was everywhere with that shit. Fucking
right, bro.
We was in fashion shows.
We was doing hella shit.
And nobody said nothing. They said, hey. They didn't tell us to pursue a career with it or nothing, nigga. We were sitting in Macy's telling motherfuckers how they men needed to look, because they had the men's store and they were trying to increase sales, nigga. And we was in the office with these motherfuckers and nobody said shit like, hey, y'all know this is y'all can make this amount of money doing this shit right now. They didn't say shit. The motherfuckers make like over $100,000 just doing that shit in real life.
Right.
Nobody told us, hey, this is $100,000.
Nobody told us that.
That's y'all doing. We in there doing this shit as kids. The same shit in the office with the lady that's supposed to be over, they whole designing in her office telling her how the shit should look, and she the director. And we was in high school, and nobody was like, "Hey, y'all know y'all should pursue this path right here. Y'all got a leg up on motherfuckers already." Yeah.
Bullshit, man.
I'm gonna say that, like, I will take some responsibility in the fact that, like, I myself didn't do more to find out, like, what I could do.
But how? Because we all were in the same situation. We all came
from right,
and none of us knew. So it's the reason that nobody knew nothing.
But it was still like niggas in our class that was like,
ooh,
saying like, I'm going to this college,
ooh,
and I'm gonna get a business degree, or like.
But that's because they had the right people maybe at home.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Or like, maybe they some people ventured out and got some people to help them realize. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I feel like that's. Like, it's the right motivators and the right people around you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nigga, as far as us, nigga, I feel like all we had was us, nigga. We was independent. We was independent as fuck, nigga. You feel me? Like, nigga, our parents was there, but at the same time, nigga, we was grown, nigga. Like, they looked at us like we was grown, nigga. We came in the house at whatever time we wanted. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, hey, I'm at Worm House or I'm at Rico House. Yeah. You feel me? They didn't give a fuck, nigga. They were, you know what I'm saying? It was just like, nigga, make sure you come home alive, nigga.
As long as you home at you this time.
It was like, nigga, we didn't have that strictness on
us. We was growing at junior high already, too.
Yeah.
Nobody told us anything either.
Yeah. Here,
we was in that same music class.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit. Nobody's told us, hey, mm-hmm, man, be a producer with this music shit now.
Mm-hmm.
None of that shit. Nothing.
Yeah.
And that was in middle school. Like, nobody told nothing then. And then we have that fucking dumbass computer class.
Mr. Ferguson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that computer class. Yeah.
Shit about fucking making
videos. I don't remember shit up in there.
All niggas did was play The Sims.
Yeah. Sims City, nigga. Tell
somebody,
like, hey,
Sims City, nigga.
Fucking Sims, blood. That shit. Every time I click on this, every time I clicked on Oakland, that motherfucker, it was always on fire, bro. I was like, bro, what the hell? I'm like, yeah, bro, fuck this shit, bro. Like, hey,
man, this every shit. Time I looked over, I would see your ass with the whole house on fire.
Yeah.
Like, damn, bro, what is going on with your people? They don't like you.
Still, like, all that shit, you don't hear shit, and nobody told you nothing.
Nah, you right.
None of that shit. So
you right. But hey, I'm like I said, I'm still gonna take up responsibility for that because I don't know how I passed middle school. I don't know how I got
nigga, don't nobody know how they got up out of there.
I fucking know nigga, my last year I cut all my classes. That's how it's my fault. Nigga, I went to maybe 3 classes a day, maybe. And then, like, I'd go into a class and make an excuse to go to the bathroom and then go, yeah, bro, I'd go to the baseball field, hang out there, or I'd go to the store, the liquor store, come back with some candy. It'd be lunch by then.
Hang out
with y'all at lunch. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Hang out at lunch. Then go to whatever classes.
No,
because I wouldn't even go to my class.
Hey.
You had to play Army Tag, so depends on how long it went.
That shit went through the whole school, nigga. Like, niggas. Hey, do y'all remember getting a couple of fucking mountain lion warnings and shit, bro? Like, nigga, I just wanted to know if a nigga got attacked. That's all I wanted to know.
Did something like that happen?
Somebody went to school with.
Like, yeah, oh, I think so. Yeah, yeah.
Out in the woods shit. Or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it was somebody.
Damn, bro.
Like, I remember somebody having a seizure and shit, bro. Like, it was somebody up there.
Oh, man. Yeah, he always to have one.
I was like, fuck, bro.
Fuck, bro.
But you said all that whole time, you didn't go to no classes, and you passed. How the hell you passed?
I don't know. But then that's on them. They let me pass.
Yeah. And then they let you do that shit again, and then nobody was like, hey, you should take this serious now.
Yeah,
It was cool to you. So
that part.
Yeah, you remember you got to the point where you was already in your mid-20s, late-20s, then it was like, oh, shit, it's my fault now. I ain't where I'm at. No, it's they fucking fault. Because it took you too long to figure shit out. Because they let this shit go on for so fucking long. Like, it's they fucking fault. Like, man, fuck them niggas. It's something they had.
Damn, my shit froze. Like, I didn't even get to hear that last
part. Bad fucking...
Because I'm outside. I'm outside. It's not loud in the house. Man. What the fuck?
It's loud that. Outside. The train's rolling by.
That shit hella fucked up. Cause that shit, that's when the shit went bad for me too. That fucking King of States. Y'all favorite middle school.
And I must
King of States.
Man, you know, I really like I would have risked it all, bro, just to get a little piece, just to get a little piece of Goldie, bro. I want a Goldie so bad, bro.
Damn.
I like, bitch, we had a light skinned bitch that was literally gold, bro. The bitch was really gold. The hella thick. Got a grown ass woman body, nigga.
This nigga's not lying.
Anything that people names doing shit.
Oh. Well, I just say the government, nigga. I just said Goldie, nigga. Fuck that shit.
That is a government.
Yeah, nigga.
Oh, that's her real name? Yeah. Oh, shit. Well, hey. They can tell her I said what's happening, bro. Hey, that's all I want to know, nigga.
For real. I wonder where she at.
Right. Nigga, if she ever see this shit, tell her to tap in, nigga.
Oh, now.
You know what I'm saying? They call me DJ Daryl.
DJ Daryl.
Man. In fact, bro, I think I did holler at now. Let me just be quiet, bro.
Yeah, nigga, stop.
Man, but this was years ago, though.
This was years ago.
Long time ago. You feel me?
I'm
35 years old. Yes, you.
But come ages on, man. Ago. I'm trying to say, though, like, you can't be fucking, like, you can't be 35 and complaining about fucking not getting your degree. And you ain't trying to go get your degree. And like I even to like these niggas nowadays that like is getting into this like that red pill society shit and that MGTOW shit. I don't know if y'all niggas heard of that shit.
What the fuck that's
like it's like them niggas that's like it's them niggas that like basically hate women so much that they said they ain't dealing with them no more. So
oh, that's gay shit. I can't do it.
They're like, I'm gonna just focus on my career and my life and everything else. Women ain't worth it. Or they say all I do with women is like I'll just get a hoe or a prostitute to just bang out one.
Fuck that. You about to get HIV.
I'm saying like, yeah, well, even them cats is like giving up, just fucking like a bitch.
That's some whole shit. First off, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, if you was a real player, you would know women help you make money. You know what I'm saying? Well, they make the money. Either way it goes. You feel me? Like, but as far as that shit.
If you're a real player.
That's some sucker shit, though. But yeah, man, but being 35, man, like it ain't no, like, at that age.
Yeah, now, but you still, like, you're so far behind, though. It's like, damn.
Yeah, but who's to say you're behind because of your age?
Nigga, all right, so just say us for instance. I say me.
We still look good, yeah. Nigga. So we solid.
I ain't talking about that aspect.
Okay, I'm about to say, you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Like if a motherfucker with a show, it's just because I was into music like that, right? So motherfuckers should tell me back then, hey man, you could do this with this shit. Like, oh, try to do this. And they didn't do none of that shit. So now I'm at the age to where like I want to know shit. But I'm not gonna listen to no nigga or ask a question because, like, man, I'm not a kid. So as a kid, I would have asked those questions. I'm not gonna ask that shit as a grown ass man. Say, hey, man, how you do that? Because you know, like now, I'm about to figure shit on my own. You can't figure that shit out on my own. So
that means you just gotta put away your pride, man. I think that's a pride issue. You know what I'm saying? Just put your pride to the side.
But it ain't like that. But it's niggas don't want to help niggas like they would help you when you was younger. So niggas don't want to say, oh, I ain't got time just to be showing you like the baby steps and going into the details on shit. Like if you was a kid or if you was younger, asking the same questions. Like, maybe, oh, you better get this shit on your own.
So you think if you asked it like, hey, look, then you explained your situation, like, hey, bro.
You don't know the situation because now you're just figuring out like how to get into it.
I'm saying, if you get into it and you want to know it from the ground up, You know what I'm saying? Like, and you explain that to the person you're trying to learn it from. Maybe like you might
get ass from me.
But you might get you might get the right motherfucker though.
Old ass nigga.
You be like,
hey, y'all hear this old nigga trying to ask me a question?
Yeah,
hey, you 35.
But like, what the nigga want with to be a rapper, nigga?
But you decided, I mean, I want to be rapper. If you try to be a rapper,
yeah, let's do it. I want to be.
I feel like you're done at 35.
Yeah, there's a timeline for that, man. There's a timeline for that. Unless I'm like the hottest nigga, you know, just off like off.
You're done.
Road. And like, and I still do shows or something. Nah, bro, I can't decide today. Yeah, I'm gonna be a rapper, bro. I'm gonna fucking I'm gonna start spinning at 35.
You're gonna be lying about your age. That's the only way you're gonna be a rapper, nigga.
I'm gonna explain that to my girl. Hey, man, I'm gonna change my career up. About to be a rapper.
You about to be like, nigga, get out.
My homie got beef. My homie got
beef. Look, listen to my track.
Listen to this one.
It's a slap.
You're like, nigga, if you don't get out of my house, nigga.
Wait. Down.
I think you're gonna come in and yeah. You know what it do.
All right, at that point, it's a rap. You can't be a rapper.
It's going down in the 5-1-0. Yes. Nigga, you're canceled. That's right after that shit. Dude. You're done. Oh man.
How that nigga transitioned then? Like, all right, so he can't be a rapper.
Okay.
What's next? He could try to be a producer or CEO.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's where you go.
He gotta, up your level now.
But now he got to ask around and try to figure this shit out some type of way.
But this is how you
lay ass part.
This is how you can do it. If he's passionate about like rapping, then he might know some shit maybe already about rapping. Instead of trying to be the rapper, find the nigga who you think is the rapper right now.
Find your youngster.
You know some youngster niggas who like spit sometimes, or you know that like this one cat that like, I don't know, at your job or some shit. You be like, hey man, like my homeboy do this, or like you try to hook him up with something. And then like you, and the win is you tell your boy like, oh yeah, I got this dude gonna come through. Could you like pay him like a hundred to do his little rap? And you'd be like, yeah, yeah. Then you take 50 from that hundred and then get that nigga 25. You think he win because he got 25 off
it. This nigga just did hella math. He just did hella shit. I just want out that nigga. This nigga thought this through hell long ago. He's like, shit, man, if I ever get a nigga to become a rapper, that's how I'm gonna cut that D off top.
That nigga had the Birdman hands. had the Birdman hands like, nigga, know it. All three of y'all. Oh shit.
But you, like I said, but it's like, man, you like hella late in the game. You hella late starting out. And especially if you black, you're already at that disadvantage. Now, say if you was white, same time or same field or same passion, I bet if you was white, you get it first.
It depends.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you mean as far as like a producer or a rapper type of situation? Yeah.
I'm gonna say this. I honestly just feel like more of it's really more about like they think that the white guy is gonna be more reasonable than the black guy, because you're gonna have the meeting with the white guy. He's gonna come in. He's gonna be sitting there like, yeah, all right, yeah, that's sounds like a good deal to me. And the black guy is what they. A stereotype of ass is gonna come in like, yeah, bro, let's get this shit cracking. Let's get it crack-a-lacking. Let's get it spit-a-lating, bro. Let's get this shit.
He says spit-a-lating. Nigga, if a nigga came
spin up,
if a nigga says spit-a-lating, Yeah, I'm kicking him out of my office, nigga. Nigga, spit a light, nigga. Like, get the fuck out. Get out. Get out. What that nigga Will Smith said to that one nigga? Get out. But I hear that. I hear that, the white man argument. But I just feel like, man, if we talking about hip hop or a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it don't matter.
I feel like,
better yet. The same, say we had the equivalent to your story, to your life, the white version of Darryl.
I'm a billionaire.
I guarantee you would be a billionaire.
I'm a billionaire, for sure.
I guarantee you, exactly.
A fucking billionaire.
Exactly. Warren, yeah. if you paid the same storyline, if you was white, I guarantee you would have went to UCLA, signed that deal, and you would have been running the damn Olympics.
Somebody drove me down there. Somebody
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right. They figured it out
for you.
They got me a partner out there.
And you doing like the same exact shit for him.
I'd be a model right now. Nigga.
That's different.
You right.
I'm saying.
I'm going to deny you on that. You right. And, but what I will say, because I also don't want it to come off as like, because of that now, like it makes it so like we can't achieve that, like we ain't never gonna beat him, so like it's not gonna be an opportunity where we just went off like win like that. And I want to believe that like my generations is gonna have a win like that where they do get them opportunities. Like I understand that maybe right now for me it's got to be work, but I feel like that's what you got to do. Because at the same time, I still feel like that white dude that gets into that office, I still don't feel like he got there just because he's a white dude. I still feel like
Of course not. You know what I'm saying? Like you still gotta, you know, you still gotta be smart enough and dedicated enough to your craft. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody, I'm not saying that.
But the whole point of it is they still got that little push. Or somebody still trying to like tell them.
Got a jump start for sure. You
know, so they still getting some type of help.
But that's still resonates, nigga, right now. You feel me? We can't, and black folks, we've come far, nigga.
Right. Okay. And that's, I want to motivate us to go beyond and feel like we deserve to be in those rooms. That was another part like of this conversation that Antoine was supposed to really lead. But like the fact that like, yes, we as black people, we as black men, especially, we deserve to be in that room. I feel like we earned the right to be in those rooms.
You should.
And can't nobody deny us. That now, do they deny us? Are they still holding us back? Obviously. We see it in different media and shit. And like we could watch it on the news to see how they still treating the black man out here. And it's fucking ridiculous. But I still feel like that doesn't keep us from still being capable of like building our own industry, building our own like fucking our own fucking firms or
nigga,
or
we need to,
or whatever.
We need to. I just don't see like all the billionaire black people we got right now. It's some shame that we haven't, the niggas haven't tried to rebuild Black Wall Street or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, black banks and all this shit, bro. It's like,
don't let that happen.
I mean, fuck that. We strong enough together, man. We came together, man. Niggas can make it happen.
Social media ain't together, though. Good for that shit.
Ain't together. Everybody ain't together. Everybody ain't gonna
be together. Right.
Still gonna have.
It's like, nigga, we go to New York or something, nigga. The Jews. They got their own whole ass neighborhood, you know, own banks, all that shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you go to every city in the world, there's a Chinatown. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's a Chinatown. Like, the only thing they give us
is a
Martin Luther King Street. And every Martin Luther King Street I've been to in every city, that shit is the hood, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That shit, you know what I mean? It's fucking crazy.
The same as the Martin Luther King is like the worst school. Like, you know it's going to be...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you know. You might die in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Man, that's cold, too. That's crazy.
They do that shit on purpose, though.
Yeah,
they got to. We just
ignorant, and we already wasn't taught shit. We already didn't learn shit.
We got James' names in these streets.
Yeah, so And then like now we starting to get shit now and trying to make shit happen. And it's shit going so damn slow that people give the fuck up.
Yeah.
Turning into white people names, George Washington Street.
Yeah, that shit. Even some of the George Washington streets be black, man. Shit.
No, we gonna name all the white streets, all the crack streets. George Washington. All the crack streets are named that nigga.
All the crack streets.
And Abraham Lincoln, they all the crack streets and all the streets. 14th is gonna now be George Washington Street. So I guarantee you. It ain't gonna be no more crack or no more holes in that street ever again.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Never again. You know, it's crazy, like, sidebar, fucking, like, the fact that they got the bus riding in the middle on E14 now.
That shit's awesome. Out of pocket. It's stupid.
Yep.
They did that shit because they knew nigga pimps and was making hoes was making too much money, nigga.
Making them U-turns?
Like, yeah, bro. They was like, hold on. Like, I ain't gonna lie, nigga. It was a couple months ago, nigga. I was coming out E14, nigga, like in the dubs. Nigga, I must have seen the thickest stripper I ever seen on E14 of my life, nigga. I couldn't make the U-turn, nigga. I was like, damn, nigga. I was like, I had to go like 10 blocks, nigga, just to hit a fucking, you know what I'm saying?
Babe, but yeah, like, yeah. Game,
fucking it all up, man. Yeah, I just wanted to look at it, you feel me? It wasn't even like.
Yeah, because you owe yeah. Now, so that's all you can do now. You can't do nothing but look.
That's all you can do is look, yep.
You know what I'm saying?
But worry, bro, you know, yeah. But what you're saying about belonging, I think we belong too. I just think it just took us a long time to realize that we actually belong somewhere and we should have the same advantages as everybody else and we should be in the same meetings. And yeah, we should be able to sell some shoes and make some big time money in every industry like everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, right. Why not?
I need you to look at the screen.
They doing it.
Yeah. I don't want to sound like I keep trying to like put the blame on the people struggling in certain situations, but like the one way we could do that is to like try and educate our kids with more than just thinking like the way to get out of this life is to be some kind of entertainer or to throw the ball, or if you're not really good at any of that, just fucking, well, shit, you just gonna be here. You just gonna be helping around the house. So get used to taking care of these babies with me. Cause like, I hate when I be seeing like young kids like trying to pick up babies and shit, like because they be taught that at the house, go pick up your sister and carry her into the room because their mama watching Netflix.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, but some of these kids be wanting to do that shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
But then there's some that's forced to do it too. You know what right. I mean? It goes in hand. But it's nothing wrong with teaching responsibility when it comes to like that type of shit. But I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying because there's parents that just outright abuse that shit. You feel me? And you know what I'm saying? Like, and as far as that shit, you feel me? It depends on the parent, bro.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because for me, you know, like, yeah, I want my kid to know to be like the big sports star and everything else and be billionaires, but they can still follow their own damn passion. I don't give a damn. Like, mm-hmm. whatever they want to do, like, I'm there. Like, whatever they want to say, you know what? Yeah. I just want to make cartoons. Hey,
yeah.
Cartoons then. That's my kid.
Cause my kid, like this nigga, bro, he's my height at 14. And he don't want to play no goddamn sports. You know what I'm saying? Like he only thing he wanted to do was run track. You know what I'm saying? Other than that though, but he's into computers and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know it's money in computers. So it's like, nigga, look.
Like some video games.
Go ahead, do what you gotta do. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So
that's my ideas.
Yeah. And I'm like, I be thinking about like, man, this nigga gonna be like 6'5", bro, 6'6" something, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, damn, if I had that fucking height, bro. Big ass nigga about to be over there looking like this. Yeah. But it's cool, you know what I mean? It's cool. I ain't even tripping.
It is, man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, but if that's what it's gonna take. Everybody got to be like, hey, like you can't live out your childhood dream.
Yeah.
Your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta listen to them sometimes. You know, your kid might want to be a chef or something.
Right.
Hey, chefs make money.
Chefs make good money. Boy.
It ain't, you know.
I damn near, hey, I'm my mama, bro. I swear to God, when we get our money up, we can even open up our own restaurant, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Some people trying to.
Yeah.
Hear what their name said on here, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, we still got a lot of shit in the works right now.
Like, man, I'm trying to make it happen, bro.
Yeah.
Shit, for a minute, I forgot we was on a podcast. I was about to start airing some shit out. Sorry, wait a minute. Hold
well,
on. Pause.
Well, I mean, we've been talking for a good minute now. I feel like we can start wrapping up here. We can start making some closing remarks and shit and you know, close it here. Rado, you want to go first?
Daryl going first, because Daryl, he opened up, so he got to go.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, closing remarks, I don't know what with the topic, you feel me? Like,
your last thoughts, man.
Yeah, man.
Boy, my last thoughts, man. Yeah, what was my last thoughts, man? You know, I'm on my fourth cup of red wine, my menage a trois. Let me get them niggas a free advertising real quick. Menage a trois. I don't even know if y'all can see this shit. Hella bright.
Podcast brought to you by Menage a
trois. Menage a trois. You feel me? You can either be the red wine or you can be an actual act that you do. So you feel me? But you know, man, just I'm all about togetherness, man. Making some shit happen, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I apologize to the fans for missing that first one. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in San Diego, fucked up,
but
at a wedding, eating ass. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I go. That's my thing. If a nigga missing, he was eating ass, nigga. You know what I mean? But you know what I'm saying? That's pretty much where I'm at, man. You know what I'm saying?
All right, man. Like I said, I feel like this generation is slowly getting weaker and weaker. I was reading this whole little thing somebody wrote about, like, you know, that metaverse they're making with Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to make people so much lazier than they are now because they don't got to go nowhere no more. Yeah. They can just turn on their laptop and be there through their laptop and just be like, yeah, this is it. This the shit. And we're going to get to a point where it's like, it's going to be like people who fucking stay in the house all day with just a fucking a VR thing on and just go live life through that. And I don't feel like I don't feel like that's the trajectory we want to be on. I feel like at this point in human history, we doing a lot better than our previous generations, technology wise anyway. So there's no reason why we ourselves shouldn't be doing better. And so we should be working on ourselves. And if that means to go see somebody, to talk to some psychiatrist about like your fucking, you know, demons that you got to work through, that like everybody got to work through. So it's no big deal that everybody feel empowered by going to therapy nowadays anyway. Not something I personally would advocate for, but it's like, If you do it, you do it. But I mean, I say all of that to be like, you got to keep working on yourself. Is how I feel about it. Don't let your inhibitors hold you back, or whatever you tell yourself that's holding you back. Don't let that shit win, and don't fucking and feel like you belong as a black man. Feel like you should do whatever you want to do.
Shit. Covering a lot of shit.
Eating ass is the number one priority. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Leave alone.
But yeah, you can't close the shit out. Can't let your little past or whatever problems you got continue to hold you down at some point. Yeah, it's your fault at some point. If you see the shit and you know to do better, then attempt to try to be better or figure this out somehow. Like Daryl said earlier about the, it's some shit you can find some videos you can look up. Yeah, and it might not be your ideal field, but it might can turn into something. You know, figure the shit out. Make a career out of something. Shit, that's it. That's all I got.
Well, this was a fucking another great episode, if I do say so myself. Hi Guys Podcast. Follow us on Instagram.
DJ Daryl.
Fucking DJ Daryl. Fucking follow me at That Worm Guy. These niggas ain't never got their Instagram, so I don't remember them. They can plug them themselves if they feel like. If not, fuck it. Yeah. Like I said, this was a good episode, man.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, black man, like you do belong. Whatever you choose to do, want to do it.
Exactly. All right, for sure. Catch us next time, y'all, and stay high.